Hey guys, Brian John Spencer here. Day 25 of the Ireland in 32 Days project. I'm sitting here with my good friend, Aaron. We're sitting here in a bar called Goldberg's at the Port of Cork. Beautiful surroundings. It's been a wonderful day. Sun blasting. In my rear ground, some of the old sort of Edwardian houses on the hillside. Cork's a really unique place. You drive through it and it's like one long interwoven Donegal town with the sort of almost creaking houses and the wee narrow streets. It's really, really, really beautiful and charming. Anyway, gonna get straight to it. Aaron, you're famous for making balloons. You've been living in Cork now for some years. We'll talk a wee bit more about your story, but tell us first the story about how we met.
So in 2014, I just moved back to the city and I frequent a 24-hour internet cafe called the Web Workhouse. And I went in there one night for a coffee and maybe a game of chess. And sitting at a table with loads of art supplies sprawled all over the table, was a guy who looked a little bit depressed, to be fair. And that happened to be Brian, and we got chatting, and Brian was doing an article at the time about, what were you doing the article about?
I went down to Ballinablah for the Michael Collins annual oration.
Yeah, so he went down to do an article about that, and at the same time he was funding his 3-day travelling around Ireland by doing caricature art. And we were chatting and he was saying he was kind of struggling to find a place to do it, and he didn't know where he was going, and he had kind of very little money left. And I had travelled across Canada in 2009 for 3 months, completely financed by a bag of balloons. And so with my experience of being in kind of dark places and emotionally being down, I suppose I gave Brian a bit of a pep talk and more of a kind of a hand on the shoulder and a bit of emotional support, and pointed him in the right direction of a pub called the Roundy, which is kind of a well-known pub in Cork that does really kind of different nice beers, and so serves scones and coffees during the day, and it has a lot of live acts during the week. It has a room upstairs. I actually did my show in there in 2010 called Tales of the Balloon Man, and that's the name of my book. So anyway, from that pep talk, Brian went to the bar, and you can fill that detail in, Brian.
It was just day and night change, being totally dejected, down. I had no money. Like, I needed money to put petrol in the car to get home. Met you, really lifted me, you guided me, informed me. But it wasn't just that weekend, you really, really inspired me. And it's actually quite beautiful coming back here and being with you in Cork, because it's coming full circle. Your travels, self-funded through your art, around Canada,
yeah,
and around, but hitching a lift,
yeah,
coming your way around Europe.
Yeah.
That's what planted the seed,
yeah,
about how this could be possible, the Ireland,
yeah,
32 Days project.
Yeah.
So it is really, just really nice to be back with you, and got a wee Guinness in my hand here. You've got a sweet tea or something.
Peppermint tea and a sparkling water.
Yeah, and you can hear all the hustle and bustle in the background. Yeah. But here, well, that's our story and a bit of my story. Tell me about your story. You've actually Irish heritage, English,
yeah,
heritage,
yeah,
Saudi heritage.
Bahrainian. I jokingly say sometimes I'm quarter English, quarter Irish, quarter Saudi, quarter Bahrainian, and 100% Geordie. Born and raised in the northeast of England with my Irish grandmother from the age of 7. She was from Sligo, and kind of my grandma and my granddad raised me, but my grandma had a huge influence on me, and she was always telling me stories of Ireland, and her stories kind of wove mystery and mystical themes in my imagination. And I always had this notion that one day I'd live in Ireland, and that kind of seed I kind of outcropped. And when I was 21, I hitchhiked around Ireland for 9 days, and I was going back to, this is in 2004, I was going back from Dublin Airport to Newcastle, and I kind of had almost like a cinematic epiphany, and I had this notion that Ireland had given me this experience. And I went back to Newcastle for a year, and I really kind of struggled to find my place and know where I wanted to be in England. So anyway, long story short, I left Newcastle in October 2005 with a backpack. I arrived in Cork on the 23rd of October with 140 euros in my pocket. No job, no friends, no mobile phone, no CV, but an absolute determination to do something different with my life. And that transpired October 2005. I got a job pretty much the first day, and then I started making balloons.
Yeah, so tell me that.
As a way to make extra cash.
This is what I want to come in on. So I'm a self-employed full-time artist. A lot of people say to me, as I'm working, is this a hobby? This is what I'm going to ask next.
Yeah.
Just tell us quickly about what it is you do. You make balloons and you make a living out of balloons.
I work in nightclubs, I work in restaurants, I work festivals, I do events, I do kids' parties, I do communions, I do christenings. I jokingly say sometimes I do every kind of event you can imagine except funerals.
Yeah.
So I do magic as well. I'm kind of an average magician with a few really good tricks. But balloon art is my main thing. But it's my main income earner, but my focus has never really been to become a balloon artist or a magician. I'm fascinated by stories, people's stories and people's life stories. My main focus is to write stories to inspire people to follow their hearts, be themselves, and trust in their intuition. Because I think we live in a world of kind of craziness, and there's so many catastrophes going on at the moment. I don't need to, we all know what's going on in the world. So I try to bring a bit of hope and a bit of love and a bit of joy and a bit of colour to people's daily lives.
Yeah.
But very briefly, I just want to get the bullet points of Cork. So I arrived in Cork October 2005. I got a job straight away, and then I started making balloons to make a bit of extra cash. And I started journaling my experiences, and then over the time that I'm working on a book called Tales of the Balloon Man, I travelled across Canada for 3 months. I did the road to Santiago Compostela, 500-mile walk across Spain. I travelled to Germany for World Cup 2006, which didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
But I journaled all my experiences, so my book's got 100,000 words done. I've got a lot more work to do.
Yeah, yeah. And
Tales of the Balloon Man.
Tell me a little bit about, on this journey of staying with Orange Men, Provisional IRA Men, but some of the most interesting has been the fellow artist.
Yeah.
The guys up in Carrigarton, Downings and Donegal, struggling to make a living as artists in rural Ireland.
Yeah.
Cork, it's kind of one of the main hubs. It's very cosmopolitan as well as having that Donegal feel. So is it challenging for the arts community in this part of the world?
There's a lot of artist space, there is a real rich, I feel like I've kind of plugged into that artist culture. There's a lot of directors and painters and artists and writers and storytellers, and like if you class art as anything that is creative expression, there's a lot of that going on in Cork. I feel Ireland generally has kind of a bubbling surface of creativity that has always been there. And I think because I always kind of think that because of the population difference in Ireland, like it's 10 times smaller than the population in say just England itself. I think there's a creative freedom in that. You're not as in competition, you may be to find your place in say London or in Manchester or Birmingham. Yeah. I think in Ireland, if you have a kind of a unique idea and you have a bit of passion and energy, you can actually drive it.
Yeah. We've just got over a minute left. Can you tell us just very quickly, when I was in Athlone, County Westmeath, I met an interesting young lady. She didn't even know what her heritage was, but she was in America, she's seen as white. Yeah. Over here, she's seen as black.
Yeah.
Tell us about your identity. You've got a lot of...
Well, I suppose I was raised kind of in a working class area in the northeast of England, council estate. But being raised by my grandparents, they kind of instilled into me kind of a different way of seeing the world. My granddad was autodidactic, and he self-taught in Latin and Greek, and he kind of instilled I've always learned things. My grandma was into baking and cooking and singing, and so I kind of was like able to kind of like cloak myself away from my surroundings.
But what about being in Ireland here? Because we have very sort of set ideas of what is to be Irish, white, Catholic.
I've always kind of felt quite multi-dimensional in my worldview, so I don't feel that I feel like I'm multi-mixed.
Yeah.
In ethnicity and I'm more spiritual than religious.
And you feel at home here, and you made.
I feel very at home in Ireland.
That's kind of everything, guys. You've got to cut it short here because we've only got 10 minutes. So just lastly, where can we find you? You've got 10 seconds. Yeah. Where can we find you?
Facebook.com/ Aaron the Balloon Man, Aaron Balloon Man on Twitter. That'll do.
Okay, guys, that's it. See you next in Waterford. Bye bye.